everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Today, I'm going to go through something very simple, yet super powerful, that if you take responsibility for, can absolutely change your life. So today, what I'm going to talk about is the meaning that we give things, everything, anything, all the things, and how important it is that you understand that you have a choice, that you're the one driving the ship. So what do I mean? Let's start at ground zero. One of the first place I heard about this was when I was studying, that the importance of the meaning that we give to things and how powerful it is to consciously choose to change those meanings. The other place that I feel I was recently reminded of this, because I often go back to A Course in Miracles. I don't know if you've heard of it or if you know of it, but you should totally Google it. Go check it out. A Course in Miracles is a spiritual text that was channeled by a psychiatrist in America, in New York, I believe she was. Her and her partner created, her business partner created A Course in Miracles through all of this information that was channeled through. And ultimately, anywhere that you have seen or heard the discussion, we only have fear or love. This is A Course in Miracles. This is the basis of this spiritual text. And the power of understanding the meaning that we give to things. I want you to actually take a couple of moments and press pause after I have posed this question. What if every single thing in the room that you're sitting in now had absolutely no meaning whatsoever? That you could choose to give it whatever meaning you wanted to give it. What would that be like? And what would you change? Go on, pause it. Do the exercise. When I do this exercise, I realize that often the meanings that I've attributed are really unresourceful and constrictive. Recently, I posed this question, as I do intermittently, and the big thing you've heard me talk about is time. You know, the meaning of time is that I need to hurry up. Oh, that's not a meaning that's serving me. Let's be honest, that is not a meaning that's serving any of us. So I choose to go, okay, well, time is something that is flexible and movable and deep, and I have the power to influence time, as I have many times in my life, as you have many times in your life. I'm sure there's times in your life where you feel like you don't have enough, and other times that you're hugely surprised at how much time you have. This is all to do with this meaning that we give to things. What about the meaning that you give to a table? It seems like it doesn't really matter, but then we compare that to something like our kids. What is the meaning that we're attributing to our kids? Is that meaning resourceful? Is that supporting us? Is it supporting them? Or are we giving them meanings that are actually constricting us and putting us in fear? Because ultimately, the meanings we choose to give to things are going to either fall into fear or love. And as long as we are choosing fear, we are never going to be able to fully express our potential. So let's take this with human design, okay? Let's look at this through the frame of the shadow, let's say, in Gates, or the meaning that we give to our type, or the meaning that we attribute to the undefined centers. One thing that you've heard me talk about lately is there is a lot of people that attribute the meaning to the undefined centers, that this is a place we need to protect and defend. This is where we carry all the darkness, the heaviness, the conditioning. However, for me, the meaning of the undefined centers is that is our potential, not only to see the potential in others, but to create wisdom, compassion, and to really genuinely experience the world in all of its rainbow of colors and expressions. So another place in the design chart that this is going to be really important, and I encourage you to take the time to go through the process, is your gates. All right. I have had a big journey with this personally when it comes to gate 36. Because when I first came to human design, I really felt like things just kept happening to me, you know, like I kept having to overcome adversity. When I first came to design, I was like, oh, that 3-5 isn't helping me. And I made that 3-5 mean something that was really disempowering for me. Then, you know, this gate 36 of mine, which does play as pretty, it feels like a pretty dominant part in my life. You know, 36 is this gate that is about new beginnings, but not so much, not just new beginnings. It's like the new beginnings that come from overcoming adversity. You know, this is where the dark night of the soul sits. This is where it's unconscious, it's fear-based. And these are all the things that in the past I'd really been trying to push away and hide from, I should say. However, one of the things in my journey, because I've changed the meaning, is that, oh my goodness, this overcoming adversity, whether it's my 3-5, whether it's my gate 36, whether it's my 28, whether it's even my 39 to a degree, or even my 18, really knowing that, wow, overcoming adversity is a superpower of mine. So starting to look at the higher expressions, well, if this, I can't even say it, this gate of crisis, the 36, if this is all about overcoming adversity, I can choose to either be like, oh God, all these bad things happened to me, or I can choose to be like, oh no, overcoming adversity is an absolute, I'm a rock star at it. It's easy, it's effortless. You know, sometimes it can be challenging in the moment, but far out, like I'm good at this. And then start to be like, okay, well, what does it give me? Well, it gives me courage. It gives me resilience. It gives me all the things that people need to fully know their potential. So, wow, what a gift. So as an exercise that I would love you to do is I would love you to have a look at the meanings that you have attributed to the parts of your design. Have you made being a manifesting generator mean that you're hyperactive or inconsistent, or have you made it mean that you're powerful and extraordinary? Have you made it mean waiting for an invitation means that you have to sit around and wait for others? So go through each part of your design and attribute the meaning that you have given to those energies in you. And then I want you to ask you, is this coming from a place of love? Is this the low expression? Am I in my shadow? Or is this a high expression? Is this a meaning that's resourceful? It's sustainable? It's lifting me up? And if you come across gates that you're still attributing unresourceful meaning to, then I highly encourage you to find the resourceful meaning. Ask yourself better questions. What's the potential of this gate? All right, I might be in my shadow now, but what's the gift? What's the city? Like, where can I go? Where can I go? What could this mean for me in a resourceful way? Because I do believe that there's way too many people attributing their design to the stories or the negative stories that they hear out there in the old school human design conversation. And I say old school, but it's not just old school. Wherever we're focusing on the unresourceful or the fearful part of our design, we are missing out on our potential, okay? So, and this isn't necessarily something that is easy to do, but if we go through the process and we take the time to be aware and conscious of the higher expressions of our chart, not only can we find places in our life that we're already expressing those parts, we can also discover and become aware of how we can express more of it more often, be more in alignment, more in love with our design, more in love with who we are, more in love with how we serve, and really learning to trust ourselves to a greater degree. So that is the exercise I want you guys to do. Go through your design, see where you're at with the parts of your design. And this could take you anywhere from, you know, a quick half an hour running over it with one word answers to days of work. So go as deep or as light as you want to. But the purpose of it is for you to create consciousness and awareness of your potential, to be aware of that you have the choice to create the meanings in your chart. Don't let anyone else dictate to you what your chart means, okay? And never, ever get stuck in the fear commentary out there and feel like you can't do something, be something, have something because of something that's expressing in your chart or something that you have in your chart. Because trust me, I've got a lot of adversity in there. I've got a lot of the stuff that the old school human design conversation is very negative about. And you know what? I call bullshit. It's awesome. It's powerful. My soul chose it. My soul chose to come in and express this way. However, it's my job as the personality, the witness to go, all right, I have an option within here. I can be at effect. I can let life happen to me. I can live here in my low expression, or I can consciously choose to raise my vibration, raise my awareness, raise my consciousness, and see what I'm really made of. See what these parts of my design, like what is the highest possible state or expression of these, of this design, and freaking run with it. All right, beautiful humans, thank you very much for joining. I am super pumped for you to do this exercise. I would love to hear what you came up with. So feel free to email me or message me on Insta and tell me how you went. Thanks, everyone. It's been lovely having you here, and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.